Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. And sending greetings to you, 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 and you, wherever you are today. We want to let you know today that we love you. We really do love you. And we're giving you an opportunity to call us at 347-857-3925. Call us, if you will, and let us know something today. How you're doing? What you believe in God for? Do you need our help to pray and, you know, for the sick and shut-ins and whoever's around you, your neighbors and what have you? Just give us a call. We want to help you today. So listen, remember now, we love you. We really do. We really do. So give us a call and we'll tell you some more about how we love you. Appreciate you for being there. You know, if it wasn't for you, wouldn't nobody be there now, would they? See, I appreciate you. Yes, we do. All of us do. And the other listeners, too. So now give us that call, 347-857-3925. Make up your mind right now and call. Sister Diane.
Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord, Father. And we say thank you, we glorify and we magnify you for this day, Lord, Father. The day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father God, but you blessed us by waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, God, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord, what they're in need of, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're touching and agreeing, Lord, Father God, not only with them that ask, Lord, Father, for prayer, but the loved ones that ask, Lord, Father, for prayer, Lord. So we ask listeners to touch and agree with us as well as we pray. We touch and agreeing that your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Vern, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch her body right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, keeping her covered under the blood, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to speak strength and healing to her right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, let her keep her mind stayed upon you, Lord Father, knowing without you, Lord Father, that she is nothing, Lord Father. So we thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father, for giving her, Lord Father God, strength and touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Minnie, as well as her family, Carol and Tyrone, Jacqueline, Nova, and Regina, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father God, to touch them right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing and deliverance over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we speak salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, Lord. Father, you know what each and every one of them is in need of at this time, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Roosevelt Gaines, Lord, Father. Thanking you for bringing him through the surgery, Lord, Father. Father, as he in rehab, Lord, Father, we thank you for a speedy recovery, Lord, Father, as you keep him safe, Lord, Father, in there and bringing him home safely right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Colin right now, Lord Father. Cover him, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We're thanking you in advance, Lord Father God, for drying up the fluid around his lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you know what he's in need of. We thank you, Lord Father, for sending your healing virtue to flow through and through his body right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that have loved ones that passed away, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to give them the peace that pass all understanding, Lord Father. Father, as we hold before you Krista Flournoy family, Lord Father, Pastor Sylvia Risper family, Lord, Kimani's parents as well as his family right now, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord, Miss Mary McClure, Lord Father, touch their families right now, Lord Father. Continue to give them peace right now, Lord Father. And for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let them take that time, Lord Father God, to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, repenting of their sins right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those, Lord Father God, that have COVID-19, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you Tori right now, Lord, Joel and Stephanie, Lisa Bastone, Lord Father, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, we ask you for mercy right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to speak, Lord Father God, to their immune system right now, Lord. Make it whole right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father God, those that are in close contact to them, Lord Father, that are taking care of them, Lord Father. Shield and protect them as well right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You did it for Tracy Townsend, Lord Father. You did it for Miss Lorette Francis, Lord Father. You did it for Eddie and Erlin, Lord Father. You brought them through, Lord Father. So, Father, we're looking, Lord Father, for a praise report as we say, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, today, Lord Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father God, for those children, Lord Father, that are on their way to school, Lord Father. Shield and protect them right now, Lord Father. Have mercy upon them, Lord Father. Father God, let them keep their masks on, Lord Father. Let them do what they are told, Lord Father. Father, let them wash their hands, Lord Father. Let them be mindful, Lord Father. We know that they are young, Lord Father. But Father, allow the angels, Lord Father, to stand guard round about them. Father, touch the teachers, Lord Father. Touch the parents, Lord Father, that had no choice but to send their children out, Lord. Father, give them peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, while they're driving to work, Lord Father. Give them peace of mind, Lord Father, and let them call upon you, O God, to protect their children, Lord Father, to protect, Lord Father, all those that are in contact with them, Lord Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you. Lord Father God, for being that burden bearer in this time, Lord Father, being that way maker, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord Father. We take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father, knowing that without you, Lord, we are nothing. Heavenly Father, as I hold this broadcast before you, Lord Father, we covering it under the blood and canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for unstopping deaf ears, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for breaking up that stony heart right now, Lord Father. Father, as you give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, Lord Father, as the word come forth in them right now, Lord. We thanking you for that right now word, right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen and amen again. And we pray also today that the Lord touch our prayer warriors, Father, in the name of Jesus today. Touch her right now, Lord God. Give her more strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. And listen, you, if we forgot you, it's because you didn't give us your name. So call us, all right, so we can have your name and talk to the Lord about you also, okay? Amen. Now, I miss you. I miss you. Come on. I'm waiting to hear from you, all right? Amen, amen. All right. Now, let us give you a nice word from the Lord, I'll say. Pouting wastes time, denies maturity, and poisons the atmosphere. Cheerfulness transforms the day, enhances character, and enriches the environment. Pouting wastes time, denies maturity, poisons the atmosphere. Cheerfulness transforms the day, enhances character, and enriches the environment. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I know y'all didn't get that one, did you? Because some of y'all pout a lot, don't you? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord anyhow. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for being here again today. We thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for Sister Diane, Lady Di. We thank God for her today. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. And, of course, we thank God for you. Now, you may not let me know who you are, but we thank God for you anyway, right? Yes, we do. We really do. Now, you know God is good to us, isn't it? And on the previous broadcast, we talked about some habits that you develop, don't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you're developing habits, I need you to develop another habit today. Okay, while you're doing it, we may come into a little bit of that today, praise God. But mostly we're going to talk a little bit about from my booklet. It's a small booklet, you know, about 25 pages. So, yes, yes. And I'm trying today to stay kind of in the reign of what's going on today. When this was written in 1991, 90 or something like that, it was written. Praise God, didn't even write the 94. Okay. I thought about that this morning. I was looking for, I knew it was one book I had put together, something here, and I was rereading it again this morning, and it's really in tune to this time of what's going on, you know. Now, we talked a little bit about continuing in Christ Jesus and doing the things that he required you to do. And he didn't say that just to be put some words on a paper. See, you have that document for you to keep in mind and to reread it again and again. Okay, that's why it's there. All right. And you don't really want to, most people don't like reading. Okay, they don't like reading. I love reading, you know, I love reading. And now and then the eyes get a little, you know, crazy here. But the fact is, study reading and you find out if you do it continually, you gain more. You know what I mean? You gain more. But today we're going to deal with the book, Fortifying Your Stronghold. And in fortifying your strongholds, you got to establish a position of defense. When you establish something, you have put time in to that subject, to whatever it is that has taken over all your focus. And what is stronghold? We have strongholds and we don't realize that we have strongholds in our lives. See? And maybe nobody ever told you about strongholds, so you didn't want to listen if they told you. A stronghold is a strongly fortified place of defense. Let's put it this way, a secure place of refuge or retreat. It's a secure place. Now, the enemy is always trying to do what? Secure his place in your life. See? And every time you look, he's trying. So now, he doesn't give up. He continually, he go from one thing to the other. So why can't we, as a body of believers, be just as tenacious as he is? Now, why can't we do that? Instead, we start doubting soon as he throws strongholds in your life all the time. Something is always going on. He's always trying to take something from you or do something to you. And you let it because of what? You don't put up a defense. Instead of putting up a defense, what do? You start doubting. Unbelief come in, mistrust come in, all of these things come into your life. Well, now, I'm going to help you, try to help you get out of that today. Try to help you do that. Because when you are the defender, you have a guard against all danger. See? So you resist. We want you to resist. Now I could just give you a word from, like we talked about yesterday. you know, continuation, continue to do like Daniel. The enemy may be talking and giving you wolf whistles and wolf tickets, brother, and you getting scared and everything. Instead of you doing that, reverse the thing. Huh? Resist. Resist. Oppose him. Let him know that you're not going to take this lying down. You're not going to just lie down for him to walk all over you. Because you're not no rug. You see, talk to the devil. And God has put in us a defense mechanism. God put that in us, okay? That he give us the abilities for any conflict that occur in your life. Any. I said any. Did I not say any? Any. So therefore, you should know how by now, by reading your scriptures, studying the word, praying continually, how to fight. You wage war against the devil. That's all warfare is. You wage war against the devil. See? He knows he got a problem. Now I'm going to start with one scripture here that everybody knows. And that is the 91st Psalm. This is the best scripture for your defense. One of the best. You know, there's lots more. I have them all over the place. But this is the best one right now for you. Now, I'll just read a few up in the beginning of the scripture. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You first got to get in a place, that secret place with God.
Yes.
You first got to get there. Now, if you're not there, you done lost the whole concept of the word. This is what the word says. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust personally. See? Personal. Now, you know that every word of God is true. Every word is for now. Now, remember when he told you in Hebrews, now faith. See? Your faith has got to work at this time. See? When you're in that place with God, with the Most High. He is the Most High. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Do you see how he's put a defense mechanism in your life that you can become a warrior? You have military skills. He's given you military skills where? In your mouth. And he says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. You can guarantee this. Guarantee this is your defense. You didn't have to go hire no big-time lawyer. Pay a whole lot of money for your defense. All you need to do is get the 91st Psalm. He said, he shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth, not yours. Get it straight now. His truth. shall be thy shield and buckler. Because you're aware, you're under his wing. And that's what you are to trust, the fact that the shadow of the Almighty is over you. And when that shadow is over you, all the devil can see is the blood. He don't see nothing else but the blood, because he can't take that blood now. You get it?
Right.
And what he says, thou shalt not be afraid. I want this to feel when I want you to know. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. You don't have to be afraid of nothing. Do you see your defense now? Do you see what God got already ready? He already prepared you for war. He's already prepared you to be the victor. But you, instead of trusting and believing the word that he placed here for us, you rather believe the lying devils, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. It doesn't matter what's going on. You see what's going on in our land today, and you should not be afraid, but yet everywhere you go, you feel an atmosphere of fear and violence.
Come on, now.
You see what I'm saying? You feel, you run into people that have used to be a friend, and they turn from being friends. Because the atmosphere is charged with mistrust, with doubt, unbelief. And many say that they believe in God, but they just don't trust it. How can you not trust the man that made you, the one that made you? I don't really understand that. But they don't trust. He keep on telling us day in and day out, trust him. But you won't trust him. You'll doubt God and believe the devil. We kind of backward, aren't we? The world is backward. The people in the world, let's say not the world, but the people in the world is backward. This is why they don't have any defense, because they don't trust the defender of the truth. Because the Bible says, Jesus said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You're not going to make it to God if you don't know the truth. You don't abide in the truth. You don't trust the truth. And yet, the enemy has our minds so befuddled until we don't know the truth when we hear it. That's the problem. He's saying today, I've given you a defense. I've already established a defense for you. I already established that for you. Now, if I don't never go to any other scriptures or anything, when you get into this scripture here, you'll find out that it's already established. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? Will you believe that? You have people that, quarantine with a whole lot of people. Some of them ugly. One don't like this one, the other don't like it, and a lot of trouble going on in there. I wish this thing would hurry up, and I'm going somewhere away from here. One, if you married them, you ought to be able to stay with them in a quarantine. If you got children, you should have raised them up where y'all know how to live together in harmony. Now, it's nobody's fault but yours. Now, the people today, you look in, you hear the news. They say 1,000 should fall at that right side and 10,000 at that right hand. At that side and 10,000 at that right hand. But listen here. Look at all the ones that are falling. They heal 1 minute and gone the next minute. Thousands of people have already failed. But if you are still here, whatever, regardless of whatever condition you're in, he said, but it shall not come near thee. Why is it? Because he established a position of your defense. You have a defense against the wiles of the devil. The devil cannot pull you down unless you just say, come on, take me. Come on, take me. I'm going to go with you. And God promised us. He said, only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. If the wicked fall, you're going to see it. The enemies that came against you, you're going to see them fall. But he said, only with your eyes, nobody else would see it. Now, that should be a consolation to you that your enemy is going to fall. Because you have the right people defending you. He says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. You believe me, because you believe in me. See now, see what happened, what he said? Because you believe in me. You got to believe in it. So when you believe in him, he say, just because you believe in me, he going to take care of you. See? He said, there shall not evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Now, if this ain't a plague going on now, I don't know what is. Huh? And plagues come in all kind of forms. The devil is going to antagonize you with all kind of things. God allows him to do that. Remember when you read Job, you heard the story of Job or read Job. You remember that when Satan went before God because, you know, he tired of God taking care of Job and got a shield around Job. And Job had everything he needed. So the devil wanted to challenge that. You think he don't want to challenge you today? When you make up your mind to have a covenant with God? When you make up your mind to continually to pray in the Holy Ghost? When you make up your mind to stay with God, to seek his face always? Don't you know he going to go before God and ask God to take down the shield that he got over you and remove his wings so he can show God that they'll leave you in a heartbeat? But the devil is a lie. Because you have that spirit like Job had that he will stand, don't care what you do, devil, what you take from me. Because God had promised, no weapon is formed against you shall prosper. And you have the power to do what? To tear down that stronghold.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Hello. What did he say? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. Look at, can you see that protector? You see, you have that everybody look to get that Johnny Cochran group. for to defend them. Well, they got to have some money too, ain't they? And there's another person they always run to. Because when they defend you, you always get free. That's what they think. But there probably is a lot of them that didn't get free. Okay? But you got Jesus Christ. Huh? That's your defense attorney. Jesus. God. That's your defense right there. But you don't believe in your defense. Now, why you pay them attorneys all that money? A whole lot of money. Now they got these famous divorce lawyers. And so the first person the woman go get is one of them divorce, high-paying divorce lawyers, so they can get all the money. Get the house, the car, the money, the stocks, the bonds, the everything the man got. See, I'm a fixin' for cheating on me. So they go get one of them lawyers to defend them. Well, you don't need that. Huh? You need Jesus. Because the enemy is going to be a defender for that other person that's living for him. See, he's going to defend them and take everything you got. Then you're going to cry. Woe is me. But did you not know and remember that Jesus is your defense? That you can trust him? And when someone tells you, if there's a mountain in your way, speak to it. And it's going to move out the way. Huh? Now you got this enemy right there in front of you, and he's telling you then. Also, take that time to say, move out my way. God is good. God is good to us. You see, he had this scripture here and many more scriptures in here too, I could tell you, but we're not going to go through all. I'll let somebody else do that. Praise God. He said, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. I mean, that was referring, now that referred to Jesus in a way, and it referred to us also, because God has those angels. Each one of us has some angels. We have goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. That's what he said.
Amen.
Huh? Isn't that a defense? Huh? You got a support group that's always there. Goodness and mercy is always there. Do y'all believe me? Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's always there. Mm-hmm. See? And you want to be, you know what we like to do? Reason. Everybody want to draw on reason. Okay, that's what everybody want to draw on reason. Well, it's like this. No, it's not. It's just like Jesus said. He said, you shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon, shall thy trample up under your feet. It don't matter how they roar, how they talk. And listen here, people will talk. People that don't understand you will talk. They don't understand how you're making it. They don't understand why you're looking so good. They don't understand why you're happy.
Come on, man.
And they want to kill it. They want to kill your happiness. They want to kill your well-being, the old mentality you have. They want to kill your they want to kill everything you got.
Come on, man.
So they go to the enemy. Now you got all these enemies against you, and you need help. Now it's time to really cry to God. God, I need help. And let me tell you, You can call on help, but you ain't going to call on reason. Because reason is not going to get it. It's not trust. It's not faith in God. It's not any of those things. You begin to reason with God, and that ain't going to work. You hear what I'm saying now? Reason ain't going to work with God. I keep trying to tell y'all that. If everybody walked around and tried to reason, they'll never do anything for God, will they? Won't do a thing for God. You know why? You're depending on the wrong thing. You're depending on your reason. See, faith leads you where reasons can't go. Do you see? And faith is always the present. Do you see? Faith is always the present. It's not anything else but the present. But man always is reasoning. They try to reason with why this. And today they're trying to reason the virus is here. They're trying to reason why people are reacting the way they are. Everybody has these reasons. But listen, our confidence, we need to gain confidence now and trust in God. Because he still is the only one that can solve the problem.
Amen.
You can't solve the problem. What problems you have? Now, you may not have no problems, but I think all of us got a problem with the virus, right? We all got a problem with the virus in different ways. It's affecting us all. And when it's affecting us all, we all need a defense, don't we? Everybody, the little ones, the big ones, the intelligent ones, the dumb ones, the crazy ones, all people need a defense. Even down to violent people need a defense. And we ain't talking about to get them from being violent. They don't even know they need help. They don't know they need the Lord. You tell them about God and they tell you, you crazy or try to knock you out. They'll do something. See? But God has put this together so that we have a defense. And this is one of the best ones, I say. And why did he do it? He said, because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. That's what God said. I'm going to deliver you. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Do you know his name today? Now, we come to this conclusion for each and every person. Do you know God's name? Do you know his name? Can you call on him in a time of trouble? Will you call on him in a time of trouble? Will you call him now when you are undecided because you don't know which way to go or what to do or how you going to make it? Now you need to find out his name. Now you need to find out that if you call upon him, he say, I will heal you. I will deliver you. He will bring you out. He promised that. And his word is your defense right now because you done hid the word in your heart. And when that word is hid in your heart, and you will take it and use it to what? To get yourself out of debt, out of trouble, out of everything that's come by, out of even them mean, cantankerous people. Those slick people that think they slick and try to say little slick things to you and about you. You know, I'm going to say this. This just so in for nothing. Don't cost you nothing. when you love people, I mean really love people, those are the ones that will say mean things to hurt you. You see what I'm saying? They'll say some mean things to you and about you. And you ain't done nothing but good to them, for them. And it hurts. I'll tell you right now, that hurts. But because you abide under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty, it ain't going to move you. Because you got somebody that's fighting your battle. You got somebody that's going to take care of it. That's a wicked person. They don't have no gratitude. They don't have no appreciation for love. You know, and I think I had a message somewhere I preached about. People can't stand love, real love. They so used to shabby, half-hearted love, so that's all they know. But when somebody really, truly loves them, and when you love a person, you're going to tell them the truth. You're not going to lie to them, let them be going on believing a lie. You tell them the truth. Stop trying to lie to them. I hate that. I'm going to tell you, that I hate. I ain't too many saying, well, I'm saying I hate. But when you do that, it just gets to me. See? People loving you wholeheartedly, do anything that's in their power for you, and they mistreat you like that. Now, I say to this one thing to people. Sometimes you may think you're doing everything you can do for the person, and you may be doing something in there that bothers the person. You need to clarify that with God. See, that's when you go to God and ask God, God, did I do anything to Sister Mary or Bojo or whoever it is? Do anything to them, Lord. Show me. See, I don't want you to show him. Show me so I can get it right. And when I go to them, and I can talk to them about what it is that God told me to talk to them about. I don't like to talk. I can tell you the truth. I'd rather kid and have fun with people than to tell them what God tells me a lot of times. Because I know they're going to get mad. See? But the thing is this, God got your back. He is your defense. He going to defend you regardless. Look at Job's friends. I'm back in Job. Look at Job's friends. He thought they was friends, right? You got people you thought was your friend too, don't you? But you find out something, how friendly they are, what they thought of you, didn't you? But listen, even though it was revealed to him what they thought of him, that he was sinning. He had did something against God. That's why all that happened. You know that's what people say in the day. You know that's what they're saying about you. And you know, God, what did I do? You try to stay as clean as you can with God. Now, naturally, we all would come up with some kind of faults. And if you look long enough, you can find a fault in everybody and everything. Even in the most perfect thing that has been made, you can still find faults in it. You ain't never thought about that, did you? I know you did, because you think you're perfect. And the thing is, when somebody tell you about your sin, it's not to bring you down. It is to get you straight for the kingdom, right for the kingdom. It ain't about trying to bring you down. It's trying to help you get closer to God. And oftentimes, we stayed perfect. No, you failed to hear what was going on or what they said. See? I don't like to defend myself. I do not have to defend myself for the right that I do. It hurts, but I feel like this. God got my back. He'll defend me. Now, if I go trying to say something myself, that means I'm trying to defend myself, ain't it?
Yes.
Now I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble right along with you. Because you should do what? Allow God to do it. He said, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. I will. God said he'll do it. But you got to allow him to do it. My mind went on let me finish about the joke. Job's friends sit up and talk that stuff to him and everything. And what happened? They were going to lose their life because of their doubt, because of the way they talked to Job. See, you think you can talk to people any kind of way and get away with it. But read the story. God told them, Job had to pray for them.
Yes, he did.
Because if he didn't pray for them, they was getting ready to go too. See? Now, how are you going to sit up and say, he sinned. That's why that happened to him. You don't know that. God ain't tell you that. God wasn't even talking to you. See? Even in Job, you find that God wasn't talking to them. God didn't even talk to them. He talked to Elihu, the young man that had sense enough to listen and to hear God. And when he approached Job, he asked permission to approach him. He didn't jump up and do what? Assume?
That's right. Come on, Father.
He didn't jump up and do anything. He asked
God,
Job, if he can talk to him because he was older.
Right.
See, he put it that way.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And see, the younger people today ain't going to do that.
They no more.
They know more. They supposed to know more.
Yes.
No matter, this young man, he wasn't one to say he knew that. He knew more than Moses, but he knew that Moses had experience and he was before God oftentimes. And he knew not to approach him in that disrespectful way, like them friends. Them friends were disrespectful. Assuming, didn't know, couldn't hear God, because God ain't talked to them, because he already knew what their heart was. You coming wrong already. You ain't out here trying to help the man. You're not up here trying to ease his pain. He already going through a whole lot of pain and suffering, and you up here bringing more. See? Oh, that's why you're going through that. That's why you're going through. No, sometimes it may be the case. But it's, you shouldn't assume that it is if you don't know. Isn't that right? See, God has a defense in every situation for you if you can believe and trust him. Do you know? Do y'all know that today? Every one of you that's got problems, money problems, man problems, woman problems, children problems, job problems, health problems, all kind of situations are going on. And what is happening? They are plentiful today. Atmosphere problems. The atmosphere is charged with virus. Everybody got that problem.
Yeah.
See? And that problem brings other problems. Now, we need a defense lawyer for everything, don't we now? We got problems. Who are you going to sue? You can't sue nobody because you don't know who you should sue. You end up getting sued yourself because you are not in a place. You're not Job. Job was in the right place, even though he had all these troubles occurring to him, losing his family and his flocks and everything else, and he just ain't got no place to stay. He out there sitting on the ground. But he didn't complain about that. The only thing, every time I read about Job, the only thing I find in that is this. He was always expecting that to happen, something like that to happen, because he said, I'm going, instead of just doing his sacrifice, he's going to put a sacrifice up for each one of his children because he don't know what they might have done when he wasn't there. They might have cussed God. They might have said something against God, which children might do, you know. And this is what he said. See? But God didn't hold that against him. See? He had to prove to Job and the rest of the people, have faith. Trust me. Don't care if I take everything. Have you ever had everything taken? You don't, that's a bad feeling. Everything. And the people don't like you too. That's everything. Can you still have confidence in God? I want y'all to have confidence in God regardless. If you get sick, your child gets sick, or whatever. And I could tell you the story about that. My child was sick from the age of 4 years old up until he was 50-something when he died. He was sick all them years. I spent most of his life in the hospital with him. Somebody hospital. I spent. And that wasn't a good thing. And then with that, you got a whole bunch of enemies on the other side. You know, not one of them reach a hand out to help you. That includes family. Nobody reach out to help me. Who can I depend on? You know, it's a good thing I knew God. Because if it wasn't for God, today I would not be here. Listen, I could have been a mad hatter. Crazy. Violent. Go on the, how you say it? Go on the rampage. Shooting up everybody. Because I was bitter. No, I decided to do one thing. Love people regardless. I don't care if you were family, friend, or foe. I made that decision, you know, because I found out that in all of that sickness he had, God was right there all the time. I couldn't blame God about the sickness. How you gonna blame him? It happened. But I had to deal with it. Is you gonna deal with your problem today, or you gonna put it off on somebody else, blame everybody else? Well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this problem. You know how y'all say it. God got you on high right now. Did you hear him say? He got you in heavenly places right now, and you don't even know it. Give him praise for where he got you at. He should call upon me, and I will answer him. He's telling you right now, if you just call upon me, I'll answer. I'll be with him in trouble. You got trouble, he's with you. I will deliver him and honor him. God got your back. Do you hear what he said? You hear what he said? He is your defense. He is your covering. He is your, he has fortified your stronghold. He has taken care of it. He's intervened in it. But you got to call him. Now, if you don't know his name, how you going to call him? Get acquainted with God today. See, get acquainted with him. I'll just throw in this last verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hey, that's a bonus, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a, hey, a reward. That's your reward. Long life, he say, will I satisfy him? But you got to do what he said. Call on him right now. It's your time to do what? Call on Jesus. Okay? Right now. All right, I'm going to give it up now. I ain't give you all the book because I just been all over the book. Praise God. But listen, this we'll give it to Pastor Bonds that she can go from here. Hallelujah. Go, Pastor Bonds. Go.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. And while Apostle Porter was talking, when she was bringing forth those scriptures, fortifying your stronghold. And when she was talking about, you know, when she said talk to the word fortify, I remember something. And when you look at fortify, it means to protect, to strengthen against the attack. And to strengthen is what? You're surrounded. To provide a defense, military work. To make strong. To strengthen mentally or morally. And then you look at what? Defensive work. And when the woman of God was talking, that's what God, when you talk about fortifying the stronghold, now there's two strongholds, and we're talking about fortifying the stronghold, fortifying your stronghold in what? In the word of God, fortifying yourself in God. And when we look at stronghold, we know the enemy, there's a many strongholds that the enemy has on people. Things that have been there so long until it takes the Holy Spirit, it takes that eagle-eyed prophet, it takes that sharp person with the gift of discernment to discern them strongholds that has fortified itself among that person because it's been there a long time. But we're talking, the woman of God is talking about what? Fortifying yourself, strengthening yourself in God, strengthen yourself in the word of God. And how do you know if you're strong in God? When that trial and when that test come your way, that's the testing. You know how you do with the people that have a temperature, the paper thermometer, you stick it in your mouth. And it lifts up the ones that, you know, they used to have that, it lifts up and it gives you the temperature that you have right there. That's what tries you. When the test and the trial comes your way, that's when you find out how much you really believe God's word. That's you. That's the time you'll find out, are you standing on his word? That's the time you'll find out, can you stand? That's the time you find out exactly your position. Are you in a place of defensive work? Or are you in a place of what? Hiding your head. Are you going to be like the ones when God was calling for the warriors and he had the man of God to what? The one that laughed like a dog. That's the one you take because the rest of them is what? They are fearful. And in a fortifying yourself in God, you can't have fear there with you also. You can't have fear and faith. You cannot believe God and you and think. We all know got a little thing that comes up. But are you going to stand on the word of God? And in this day and age, y'all, I tell you, this thing is a tester for everyone. It's going to test your temperature in God. The word of God to let us know our purpose. You want your hot or your cold. That lukewarm stuff, I can spew you out my mouth. Because anything lukewarm, like coffee, don't taste good. People like their coffee hot, or people like them cold coffee, which they call iced coffee. But that lukewarm, it don't sit too right in your mouth. So we have to build up our defense with in the word of God. You got to strengthen yourself. It comes a time when you got to speak to yourself. You got to speak the word of God. And I'm reminded long time ago, the warfare was so much that God had to bring forth the word to fortify yourself in what? In praying in the Holy Spirit. Fortify yourself by praying your prayer language. Fortify yourself in praying, laying out before God. Tell God all about it. Because he knows what you need on the inside of you. Some people look big and bad on the outside. But if God open your eyes and let you see a little thunder come, boom, they run. They can't sin. But they got a what? A big mouth. But when it comes to backing it up, you can't back it up. Now, I remember the woman of God told us, y'all some scaredy cat in the ministry when it comes to delivering service. How many of y'all ready to cast some demons out in this church? We all looking like, oh, keep me in the back row. Why? Because we did not want to what? Stand up to what? That type of stronghold. But God called us in this day and age now. We got to what? Build ourselves. Build up a defense. And I was reminded this song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We cannot build anything on nothing else but the word of God. Jesus got to be our foundation in this world today. You cannot put your trust in materialistic things. You really can't put your trust on people, but you can put your trust on God. God is the one that can move mountains. God is the one that touched hearts of man. God is the one that plucked down, and God is the one that builds up. God is the one. And then when you look at Psalm 7, verse 10, it says, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. And then Psalm 31 reads, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ears to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. See, I need God to be my what? My strong rock. Because you know what? There's times when you're not strong, but God is strong. And I need him to be my strong rock. I need him to be my defense. I need him to save me from the hands of my enemy. I need him to save me from the ones that is lurking in the darkness, the ones that is looking and to say, I know it, I got them. They're always lurking. But I need him to be my defense today. And then he said, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. See, I need God to see and a light into my path. I need his word to direct me today. I need his word to shine on me today. We got to make this thing personal, y'all. You know, because you who can you run to in this now and now? Who can you depend on? Who can you run to? You better run to Jesus today, because he's the only one that got the strength. I'm reminded the word of God says, for man's heart will fail them. And a lot of people's heart is beating extra loud now. A lot of people are under stress, duress. Their hearts are overflow or overwhelmed because of what they hear is to come. But the word of God let us know all this time that there's a time when man's heart will fail them. And let us know we're going to hear about rumors and wars and earthquakes and tornadoes. Different things will come. He even let us know they come in a time when there'll be a famine. And people's hearts are failing them. But today, we got to put our trust in God. How do you know you trust him? Allow him to put you through the process. Remind God of his word. That's the only thing I know today. Remind God of what he has promised you. Bring the word of God back to his remembrance. I know that his word is true. There's even times your mother may fail you and your father may fail you. That's why they have a lot of children out there disgruntled. Why? Because the expectation of the parents, it wasn't there. So that means what? You feel your parents have failed you. But you know what? Jesus never failed. You can't blame Jesus for anything. Like you can blame your parents. We heard the word today. It's because of this, because of that. And God taught me an important lesson last year. Stop saying, because of what you did, you caused me to react like this. No. He said, you are responsible for your own reaction. You are responsible for your own emotion. No one caused you to react nowhere if you allow yourself to take that word in to cause you to react. Especially when he tells you to what? Have self-control. And we have to take responsibility. I got to take responsibility for my own action. I got to take a responsibility for what I say out of my mouth. Or what I hear in my ears. I got to take responsibility of how I feel. I got to take responsibility and ask God to forgive me for my sin. I can't say, well, it's not me like Shaggy. No one wants to take responsibility. Adam didn't want to take responsibility. It's the woman that you gave me, caused me to do this. She hoodwinked me and tricked me. But you know what? It's time to take responsibility for your own action. When you go before God, that person will not be beside you. Sorry to say, y'all. You're going to be on your own. And what you going to tell Jesus? It's not me. I'm not responsible for my action. But he calls us all into what? Accountability. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. One thing the woman of God taught us long time ago over the years is what one person get away with God, and we don't say get away with. In other words, they got grace and mercy on their side right now. And God allowed them to get away with certain things for that season. But you may not have that grace and mercy. You do something wrong, God call you out on the red carpet right away. Why? Because he wants you to walk in accountability. But what about that person? Grace and mercy is covering them. But then after comes the time, their grace and mercy, God want to let them know it's time now to get it right. And it took us a long time to get that principle. You're accountable for what you do in this body. You're accountable for what you say out of your mouth. I don't care if you're in a fight. You're in a fight and you throw down, then what? You drop there, then what? Hell is your home. What you gonna say? They provoke me to anger. Look what caused Moses not to enter into the promised land. God told him to what? Speak to it. And he hid it again. So this thing is like tight. We got to what? Fortify ourselves. Make sure our defense is on with Jesus. Make sure we are fortified with the right stronghold. The word of God, the anointing, the living water that's flowing inside of us. Not the stronghold of the manifestation of the flesh. He's still your defense today, y'all. Know that God is able to do all things. Know that he's able to do what he promised he will do. And one thing this taught me, this pandemic taught me, you got to deal with what? Yourself. You got to deal with what? The people all around you. You just got to deal with it now. I allow God to do the work in you. He bring you what? On the potter's wheel. And he's ironing out the little wrinkle that is within you. It's not even in the next man, because we allow him to take out the wrinkle out of us, we'll start seeing things differently. And it's true. You could be decent to people, but you know what? God would allow them to say certain things. God would allow them to react certain way. But you know what? This is still a test. What are you going to do? Maybe there's something in the inside that still needs to be worked on. So allow God to work it out in you. And know that there's nothing on this earth that is new under the sun. What you may be going through right now, believe me, that people around you have been through that same situation. That's why we are to tell our testimony so people can know. Baby, I've been through that. But this is how you can overcome that trial right now. Yes, I reacted the same way you reacted. But I found out I was put in the little corner. Why? Because God holds you accountable for whatever you do. So remember today, put your trust in God. Allow him to continue to be your rock and your fortress. Ask him to lead you and guide you. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For that rhema word from Pastor Sharon and also from Apostle. Amen. It's so true. Man, and that babe was ministering, I was just thinking, going back to this 91st song. Praise God. From verse 1 through 16, it's a promise. You know, and that's the theme of this 91st song. God protection in the midst of danger. Every verse, whatever you're facing, it's a promise for us. Read it. Take time and read it. It's a promise in every one of them verses from 1 through 16. God protecting in the midst of danger. God doesn't promise now a world of free from danger, but he does promise his help. Read them whenever we face danger. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide. That abide means stay under the shadows of the Almighty. Now, the key to that verse is a secret. Now, a secret is something that nobody knows. Am I right? So that means that you got to find it. Praise God. And once you find that secret, you got to abide under that shadow of the Almighty and stay there. And look at the promise from 1 through 16 that God promised us his His divine protection upon our lives. And I think, as Apostle have said earlier, we all, amen, is facing danger now, danger all around us, man. Am I right? See, amen, so we got to be steadfast as never before. Praise God. Amen. God is always with us. He said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the age. That means the end of the world. Praise God. And he's with us right now. Praise God. Amen. Through the dangerous time, through our suffering time, through our trials, our tribulation, he have a promise for us. Amen. And over in 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 13, you'll find these words. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. Praise God. What is that saying to us? Be on guard. Stand true to what you believe. Be courageous. Be strong. Amen. In these last and evil days, man. And verse 14 say, let all your things be done with charity. That means with love. And everything you do must be done with love. Am I right? Everything. So what is Paul saying to the church here that he visit? Now, he give them some directions, and I'm going to give you five and turn it over to Sister Diane. Number one, to be on their guard against spiritual danger. Come on now. Number two, stand firm in the faith. Three, be courageous. Be strong. Number four. And number five, do everything with kindness and in love. Today, as we wait for the coming of return of our Lord and Savior, because he's coming back, praise the Lord, we shall follow the same instructions that Paul gave to the Corinthians church. Amen. He's speaking to us today. Am I right? So every time we read the word of God, it's for you and I. Praise God. Because God's word is never what? Past tense. It's always, amen, present tense. Amen. Ain't you glad, amen, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? He is God and he changed not. Praise the Lord. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Praise God. He has no respect to person. Amen. So, amen. Amen. In these times now, amen, we can be encouraged. Amen. Our faith is being challenged. Praise God. And not only with this coronavirus, praise God, we have so much, amen, danger and trouble that we are facing today. Amen. But thank God, amen, that we have, amen, an almighty God that always have a promise. And he have always brought us out to bring us in to something better. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. Amen. He's able to turn a bad situation and make some good at it. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. His word is everlasting. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. Man, he is the same. Praise God. I thank God. He tell me that same Jesus that went away, he's coming back likewise. Not another, but that same Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And we serve a true and a risen Savior. Amen. He's in us, through us, and in us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God that there's one baptism, but many refilling. And he can fill you right now. Amen. Just by listening, amen, at the word of God. Amen. Let it soak in, amen, of what each and one of us is saying to you today. Praise God. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Am I right? God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Did you receive that word today? Are you going to fortify your stronghold? fortify your position of defense today? Are you going to do that today? I tell you, that's one book that Apostle Porter has written. And, you know, if you're interested in getting that book, you can also order it from off of our website. You can go on our website, and I think, shame on me to get the price on the book, you know. But, you know, you can always visit us on our Facebook page, and you can always request, you know, the pricing on the books, which, of course, the books will be up there shortly on Facebook, that you'll be able to go on to, you know, our website, Logan International Ministries, and purchase your books also from off of that. So that's coming to you shortly. We thank God for that word today, you know. So share it with a friend, you know, copy that link, paste it in your text, and send it to someone and say, you know what, this was an awesome word today. You know, you ought to listen to this today and continue to share it. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can go to Logion International Ministries, our Facebook page, click on the link, and you can listen to it there as well. You can also share it on your Facebook page. Maybe one of your friends would like to hear that message. You know, we're in an age of technology right now. So we thank each and every one of our listeners that continue to support the broadcast, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday. May God continue to bless you. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Will and Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's get together, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. There's so much that we need to be praying for, especially since our children, our grandchildren, are back in school physically, not virtually. Some of them are virtual, but we need to pray in this day and this time like never before. So till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands. let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.